Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
The regular season didn't go as well as hoped for the Sacred Heart Irish. They entered the sub-district action with a 14-7 record. But just as we've seen before, this Doug Gold's coach team found their stride, and they've won five straight games in postseason, including a 49-47 thriller over Mullen and a 60-49 win over a fine St. Francis team here in the state tournament. This afternoon, the defending D2 champions find themselves back in the championship game to play for all the marbles. Today, the Irish face what will undoubtedly be their biggest challenge of the season in Parkview Christian. The Patriots have dominated nearly every team they've faced this year in compiling a 27-1 record. What surprises will Doug Golds and his guys cook up for the Patriots? We'll find out in the next few minutes as the Irish and the Patriots do battle for the boys' D2 Nebraska State Basketball Championship. Good afternoon once again, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena here in downtown Lincoln in the Haymarket District. Getting set for the D2 State Championship game, our third broadcast of the day here on Sunny 101.3. Recapping the earlier games you heard this morning, the Auburn Bulldogs completed the three-peat, their third consecutive state championship, as they defeated Adams Central 41-33. Our congratulations to Coach Jim Weeks and the Auburn Bulldogs on their third consecutive championship. Then the game completed a few minutes ago from down in Missouri. Unfortunately, our friends the Mount City Panthers came out on the short end of a 69-50 score to South Iron. But once again, we offer congratulations to the Panthers, a second-place finish, reaching the Final Four and finishing number two in Missouri's Class 1 school. So congratulations also to the Panthers. As we said, up next, Sacred Heart and Parkview Christian. Some other scores from games earlier here today in Lincoln. In the Class D1 championship, it was Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family defeating Howells Dodge 52-47 in Class D1. And in the Class B game just a few minutes ago, former Johnson Brock athlete Caden Glenn kind of became a hero of sorts. He hit a long three-pointer at the buzzer that pushed Beatrice's game with Elkhorn into overtime. Glenn then added a couple of crucial free throws in the overtime period. Ultimately, Beatrice got the win 36-34. The Beatrice Orangemen are the Class B state champions here in the state of Nebraska. It's been an action-packed day of basketball here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Overtime games been pushing us. That's why we're so far behind right now. This game was originally scheduled to tip off about 30 minutes ago, and we're just a couple of minutes away here. They kind of shortened the time between ball games that we usually have, and therefore we were rushed around trying to get seated in our broadcast position as other radio stations from the previous game pulled out, and it made us kind of shorten up this pregame show a little bit. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, though, and then we'll come back and look at starting lineups after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Fall City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representative in Fall City. Good luck and good health from Dr. Tramp and the staff at Fall City Family Practice, 1423 Stone in Fall City. The Family Practice Clinic sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, and display appreciation for good performance regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on you. High school sports should be a positive experience.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City, with over 15 years experience in the electric industry. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Up next, the Class D2 Boys State Championship game, Sacred Heart Irish and the Parkview Christian Patriots. Let's look now at the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for the Patriots, as we said in the opening, they are 27-1 on the season. Only one loss midseason, that was to the Meade Raiders. They're coached by head coach Nathan Godwin. They'll go with Yaheem Curry. Curry, 15 points per ball game, 7 rebounds for the Patriots. Mark Luall. Luall also averaging 15 points per game. He pulls down 5 rebounds per contest. Michael Ault. Ault with 9 points per game, 4 rebounds. Keyshawn Moore. Moore, 9 points per ball game and 3 rebounds. And Tom Cran. Cran averages 7 points per contest for the Parkview Christian Patriots. Had a chance to see him play a couple of times at the Mudecas tournament back in January and then again here at the state tournament this week. And I'm telling you, this is a good basketball team, a very, very athletic team, maybe not real disciplined at times, but they are just filled with athleticism. Going to be a big challenge for the Irish. Starting lineup now for Coach Doug Goltz and his Sacred Heart Irish, 19-7 on the year coming into this championship game. They'll go with Jacob Jordan. Jordan, a 5'11 junior. He averages 7.9 points. Jacob Freshel, a junior at 5'10, 6.8 points per ball game. Jake Freshel. Kyle Bauman. Bauman is a 6'1 senior, averaging 2.9 points per game. Jack Figner, 6'2 and a senior. Figner is the leading scorer on this team, averaging 14 points per ball game and 7.5 rebounds. And Brogan Nottigal. Nottigal, he's averaging 10 points per ball game and 3.7 rebounds. Brogan had a big ball game against St. Francis, scored 19 points, led all scorers for Sacred Heart. Brogan Nottigal playing one of his better games in that semifinal game against Humphrey St. Francis. Two other players were in double figures in that semifinal game. Figner had 12, and Jacob Jordan finished with 11 in that contest. We'll take another 60-second timeout, have the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, and then we'll get underway with this championship game. You're listening to State Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City. Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Fall City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Fall City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions. Fall City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Fall City Nursing and Rehab.
Hey, Hoops fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Donovan West girls basketball squad. Congratulations, girls, on becoming the first team in school history to advance to the state tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations on your excellent regular season and best of luck in the state tournament next week.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. During that break, they turned all the lights out here in the auditorium and played the traditional pump-up video that they do before each of the state championship games. Strive TV records video of the first two rounds, and then they put up highlights for both participating teams in that video. And, of course, the normal reaction, the fans on each side of the gym here scream and show their approval every time they see one of their favorite ball players appear on the big screen here on the Husker Vision screen at Pinnacle Bank. So we've got that out of the way. Now we're getting set for the introduction of the starters. While we have just a minute, and before we get underway, I want to take again an opportunity. This is obviously our final broadcast of this crazy, crazy 2020-21 basketball season. With the COVID-19 pandemic and all the interesting things that went along with it, we want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone involved in our production of these high school basketball games. I want to say thanks to John Nixon and all the folks at Sunny 101.3 and Kansaland Radio for the opportunity to once again this year do something that I enjoy so very, very much, completing my 49th season of play-by-play here on the air. I want to say thanks to Scott Cox for the outstanding job he's done all season for both John and me here covering our board. He's the producer engineer, the board operator, call him what you want back there, chief cook and bottle washer, a little bit of everything. But without Scott Cox, none of these broadcasts would be possible. I want to thank all of our sponsors. A special thank you goes out to the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tosh, Arm Connect, Weston Witt. They've sponsored our halftime reports throughout the season, as well as our postgame reports. And last and certainly not least, a big thank you to you, all of our listeners who tune in, who we hear from week after week on Facebook and in person. People come by and say hello. It's great to hear from all of you. We're glad you're enjoying the broadcasts as we present them throughout the season to you. So just a great pleasure for us to be with you. And how does it get any better than this? John Nixon and I are in two different states covering three very fine basketball teams, three championship games, all in one day. John had the longer trip of the two, had to travel clear to Springfield, Missouri. Wouldn't be surprised if he's not listening in online right now on his drive home. A big welcome to all of our listeners listening online at msesports.net. That's especially rewarding when we hear from folks listening from all around the country, letting us know that they're tuned in on the Internet. We know there's some folks listening down in Biloxi, Mississippi. At least they were the day before yesterday. We assume they are today also. Want to say hi to them. Finishing up the introduction now of the Sacred Heart starters. We've already met all the non-starters for both teams. All we have left to do now is introduce the Patriot starters. Again, for the Irish, it'll be Jacob Jordan, Jake Freshel, Kyle Bauman, Jack Figner, Brogan Nautical. For the Patriots, Curry, Luol, Alt, Moore, and Grant. This is the matchup that a lot of people thought they were going to see in January at the Mudecas tournament in Beatrice. Everybody kind of sort of figured it would be Sacred Heart and Parkview Christian playing in the Mudecas championship. That didn't happen. The Irish were taken out of that tournament in the first round. That was part of that 14-7 record that they compiled during the regular season. So the Irish, despite being taken out of the first round of the Mudecas tournament, how do they respond? Well, they come back and they come and play in the state championship finals here in Lincoln. If there's one thing we've learned over the season and over the years in watching the Irish is never underestimate Coach Doug Goltz. Coach Goltz comes up with a surprise or two in his bag of tricks. No matter how big the opponent, no matter how athletic they are, Coach Goltz usually finds a plan of attack, and it'll be fun to see what the Irish pull out of their bag of tricks here this afternoon. A late start? Give a friend a call right now. Let them know the Sacred Heart Irish are on Sunny 101.3 and online at mscsports.net. Give them a call anywhere around the country. Anybody that would be interested in hearing Irish basketball, we'd love to have you share our broadcast information with them. The Irish break the huddle. Coach Doug Gold sends his kids out to center court. Stepping in to jump it up, Jack Figner for the Irish. He'll jump up against 6'5" Mark Luall. Luall, 6'5", probably goes 150 pounds tops. Here's the tip, controlled by the Patriots. They tip it into the hands of Yaheem Curry. Curry, guarded by Jordan. Jordan chases him clear out to the midcourt line. Jordan, a lot of pressure on Curry on this first possession. Bounce pass left side goes to Cran. Cran back up top of the key. Luall with the basketball goes to Ault. Now Michael Ault handles it. Pass underneath the basket. Shot is up. Whistle and shot under there. Luall tried to put one up on the baseline. It was blocked away, I think, by Nostigal. Ball goes out of bounds off the Irish. Patriots will inbound it from the corner. Here's a three. Up and good. Nailing the three is Yaheem Curry. And Curry with the first basket. Oh, here's a turnover on the inbound pass. Shot off the glass. Up and good. Mark Luall. And it's 5-0 in the first 15 seconds. Down court the other way. Fast break. Jack Figner with a lay-in. Up and good. Figner answers quickly. 5-2 our score. Patriots up by three. Opening minute of play here. We haven't even played a minute yet. And now the Patriots with the basketball. Kishon Moore underneath. Luall off the glass. Shot is up. Off no good. Figner there for the rebound. Mark Luall had a point-blank shot. Down to Brogan Nottigal. Driving lay-in. Lock Nottigal. Up off no good. Rebound Michael Ault. Ault outlet pass. Down court to Curry. Yaheem Curry into the corner. Luall three from the corner right side. Up off no good. Rebound in traffic. Underneath. Ball is loose. Chasing after it. Jacob Jordan comes up with it. Right in front of our table. Jordan down court being guarded by Luall. Luall chases Jordan. He pulls it back out near the midcourt circle to set the offense. 6:35 to go, first quarter. Here's a steal. Down court. Cran for the breakaway lay-in. Up and good. Tom Cran with an easy 2 points. And it's 7-2. The lead is 5 here for the Patriots. Jacob Jordan in backcourt. A cross-court fastball is stolen away. Ault in the paint. Little floater. Jump shot in and out. Rebound Luall. Tipped around and coming up with the ball underneath the basket is Freshel. Jake Freshel down court has the ball knocked away. The other direction off the glass. Shot is up. Doesn't go. Freshel gets the rebound again. Starts up the court. Jake Freshel this time takes it across the timeline. Left side Bauman. Turn around. Gives the ball back into the corner to Jordan. Top of the key. They come to Freshel with it. 5:55 to play first quarter. 7-2. Irish down by 5. Brogan Nottigal at the head of the free throw circle holds the basketball. Nottigal dribbles left side of the lane. Tries to put the ball underneath. He was trying to get it into the hands of Figner. Ball is tipped away. Goes out of bounds off of the Patriots. Irish will have the basketball. Inbounding it. Jacob Jordan left side of the basket. Waiting to lob it in. Jordan puts it underneath. Shot is up. Bauman couldn't get it. Rebound. Nottigal tips it out. Gives it back to Bauman. Now here's Figner in traffic. Figner underneath the basket. Point blank range. Shot up and good. Jack Figner with his second bucket. 7-4. Irish trail by 3. 5.5 minutes to play first quarter here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The boys Class D2 state championship game. With the ball is Michael Ault. There's a long three from the top of the key off the front of the rim. The ball is tipped around. It goes out of bounds. And I think touching the last there for the Irish was Jack Figner. So it'll stay with the Patriots. They'll play it in on their own baseline. Big 6'5" Mark Luall will inbound it. He lobs it up top to Yaheem Curry. Curry is stripped of the basketball. Loose on the floor. Grabbing up the loose ball was Brogan Nottigal. Then a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Tom Cran. I think Cran gets called for the personal. Waiting for the announcement here. They're not going to make one. All right, we'll put that on Cran. His first team foul, number one. Down court, pass comes to Jacob Jordan. Jordan all the way into the paint. Jump shot in the paint, up and good. Jacob Jordan with a nice move on the base, right inside the paint, put it down. 7-6. The lead is 1 now for the Patriots. Irish battling back into this thing. There's a 3 on the way from the right elbow that's off the rim, and the rebound to Figner. Figner starts up court, pass to Jacob Jordan. Jordan in a hurry. Left side of the lane, in the paint, floater. Jordan puts it over the defender. Rebound brought down by Tom Cran. Cran, outlet pass, Curry. Here comes Yaheem Curry into traffic. Players fall into the floor, kicks it down into the corner left side. Luall underneath Cran, shot is up and good. Tom Cran with his second bucket. 9-6. The lead is 3. Down court pass to Nottigal. Off his fingertip. Too tall. Ball got away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the Irish, and the basketball goes back to the Patriots. Bauman sets out to take a breather. Joe Simon checks in to take his place. Also onto the floor right now comes Evan Keatley into the game. Keatley checks in. Underneath the basket. Little floater. Shot is up and good. Underneath Tom Cran once again. Cran with 6 points now. 11-6. The lead is 5. Not to go down court. Jacob Jordan. Jordan feeds it in. Figner driving lay-in up. Got it. Jack Figner has 6 points in the game. It's 11-8. Irish have fallen behind by 5 on a couple of occasions. Battled back to 1. Right now they trail by 3. 11-8. 3:49 to play in the first quarter. Curry on the dribble. Backs out to the top of the circle. Yaheen Curry to the right wing. A 3 is on the way and off the glass. Doesn't go. Ball is loose on the floor, and grabbing it up is Simon. Joe Simon did a great job of taking that away from Tom Cran. Now Jacob Jordan coming up the court, being hammered on. Here's Keatley for 3 from the corner. Got it! Nice looking shot by Evan Keatley, the 6-foot sophomore. He buried that one from deep in the corner left side of the basket. We're tied at 11. Irish all tied up now with the Patriots. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Tie basketball game. Jordan almost had a steal. Now all in the paint. Shot is up, off, no good. Kicked around. Lou Wall back out to Curry. Yaheen Curry pulls up for 3. Got it. Yaheen Curry, his second three-pointer, 14-11. Here's a steal by Curry. Floater lay-in doesn't go. He'll be fouled, and we'll put Yaheen Curry at the free throw line, where he'll be shooting 2 shots. 14-11 our score. Irish down by 3. 2:51 to play here. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Animal Health Center operates an animal clinic in Fall City. When livestock or family pet gets sick, call Dr. Steve Severin or Danielle Bauman Cromer at the Animal Health Center. They provide 24-hour emergency services because animals don't live by a clock. An illness or accident can strike at any time. Call the doctors at Animal Health Center in Fall City at 245-4438. Animal Health Center, located 1 mile east on Highway 159 in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoreboard here at Pinnacle Bank Arena shows 2:51 left to play in the first quarter. The Patriots of Parkview Christian leading the Sacred Heart Irish 14-11, a 3-point lead for the Patriots. When play is resumed, the Patriots will be at the free throw line shooting 2 free throws. Coach Doug Goltz having a little class over here, down on one knee in front of his basketball players, having a very animated discussion over there. Irish have fallen behind by 5 on separate occasions, have pulled back to within 1 both times, even managed to tie it up there at 11. So, when we come back to live action, at the line, Yaheen Curry. He'll be shooting 2. He's got a pair of 3s already, 6 points in the ballgame. Averages 15 points per ballgame. Curry looks to the basket, ready to put up his first free throw. Quiet here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Shot is up and off. Too strong. Hit the back of the iron and bounced off for him. 14-11. Again, our score. Sacred Heart down by 3. Curry's second free throw is up. This one is good. He got it. Make it 15-11. The lead is 4 now for Parkview Christian. Full court pressure by the Patriots. Jacob Jordan having trouble handling the ball under the basket. Stepped on the baseline. It'll be a turnover. The full court pressure resulted in a loss of possession there. The Irish turned the ball over against the press. Inbounding the ball, right side baseline, Michael Ault under the bucket. Ault to toss it in. Lobs it up here to the right side to Curry, guarded by Jordan. And Curry, with a spin move, traveled with the basketball. Curry looks at the, gives an incredulous look to the official like that can't be possible. All right. Simon will inbound it right in front of us. Joe Simon gets the ball in. Inbounds a pass to Jake Freshel. Jake Freshel down court on the right wing. In the paint. Floater. Lays it up and good. Nice athletic move by Jake Freshel to the bucket. 15-13. The lead is down to two now for the Patriots. This is Curry with the basketball here on the right elbow. Curry gives it up to Mark Luol. Luol across, underneath, moves to the basket. Ball away shot up off, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Luol to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Joe Simon. On Simon, his first personal team foul, number one on the Irish. Free throw is up and off, no good. Won't go down for Luol. He'll get another shot coming here. Second shot for Luol on the way up, and it's good. He got the roll on that one to fall. He's got 3 points now, and the lead is back to three at 16-13. Jake Frischel gets the inbound pass, brings it up court in a hurry, takes it over the corner, Keithley. Keithley driving, lay-in, couldn't get it. Ball was partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Michael Alt. Down quickly is Curry with the basketball. Curry meets up with Frischel at the top of the free throw circle. Now backs it out between the rings to reset the offense. Curry looks for Luol. He's one of their leading scorers. Instead, it comes to the right side to Keyshawn Moore. Moore stepped on the sideline, stepped out of bounds when he caught that pass. You know, we've seen that several times this week here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Much bigger building than these kids are normally used to playing in, and they find themselves stepping out of bounds with the ball, not realizing where they're at. There's the inbound pass. Nostical gets it into Jordan, and Jordan works it across the timeline. Jordan guarded man-to-man by Keyshawn Moore. Man-to-man defense for the Patriots. Here's Jack Figner driving lay-in off the glass. Up and good. Jack Figner already has 8 points this afternoon for the Irish. And it's 16-15. The lead is down to 1 point once again for the Patriots. Keyshawn Moore here from the corners. A three that's up and good by Michael Alt. Alt with a three, and that's 3 three-pointers already in the ballgame. Fast break the other way. Lay-in blocked away. Rebound pulled down under the basket by Cran. Cran, outlet pass to Moore. Keyshawn Moore flips it to the left wing, driving Curry in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Curry now with 9 points in the ballgame, and suddenly it's back to a five-point lead. Just a moment ago, the Irish were within one. Jacob Jordan between the rings, top of the key, right side, Jake Frischel. Frischel tried to go into the paint, has the ball knocked away from him. He got it back. Alt is up there putting on pressure. Now Jordan on the left wing. Jordan guarded by the 6 foot, 5 inch Mark Luol. Driving is Figner to go up with a shot. Ball is blocked away. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Irish. It's going to go over to the Patriots. Down to 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter of the Class D2 state championship game. 21-15. Parkview Christian with a 6 point lead. Very slowly comes Curry up court with the ball. Clock down to 30 seconds. Patriots obviously want to play for one shot here. Up by six as they are. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Frischel comes out to chase Curry. They start the count at least. Curry gets away, breaks contact, and backs it back out to the midcourt circle with 14 seconds. Now at 12, Curry, left side of the lane. A cross court pass. Ball tipped away by Moore. Goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the basketball with 5.2 seconds to play in the quarter. Inbounding it will be Nautigal. He stands on the sideline right in front of our table. Nautigal to inbound it. 5.2 seconds. They get it into Frischel. Frischel down court. Across the timeline. Takes it in. Floater is up. Got it! Great job by Jake Frischel to go in and lay it in at the buzzer. And that pulls the Irish back within four. 21-17 after one quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
What's a three-letter word for heartburn relief? That's easy. TIS. The TIP procedure is now offered by Dr. Rod Warren at Community Medical Center in Falls City. TIP is a proven option for treating chronic acid reflux and heartburn. No pain, no pills, no scar, because the TIP procedure does not involve an incision. Dr. Warren and the TIP procedure may be able to help you get back to living life on your own terms. Learn more about TIP at cmcfc.org or call to schedule a consultation appointment with Dr. Warren. The TIP procedure may or may not be appropriate for your health condition. Only your doctor doctor can explain the benefits and risk of all treatment
options.
In
today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, one of the posters being held up here in the Sacred Heart student section says, "Have no fear, Jake Freshel is here, number 12. And that certainly was the case on that final possession with 5 seconds to go. Jake Freshel took the inbound pass, dribbled half the length of the court, put a floater up in the paint, and got it in the hole just as the buzzer sounded. A nice finish to that first quarter for Jake Freshel. He's got 4 points. Jack Figner had a big first quarter. He's got 8 after one period. And we move to the second period, 8 minutes up on the clock, 21-17 our score. Parkview Christian with a 4-point advantage. Starters back on the floor who started the ball game: Jordan Freshel, Bauman, Figner, and Nostigal. Figner inbounds the pass to Jordan, and Jordan slowly dribbles it between the circles. Stops at the top of the free throw circle. Now a pass to Freshel on the right wing. Back up to Jordan. Long three, Jacob Jordan. He nailed it. Jordan put that one up from 8 feet outside the top of the key. And that makes it 21-20 now. Irish within one here at the 7:35 mark of the second quarter. And now a steal underneath. Down court, Freshel. Freshel gets away, breaking lay-in. Oh, couldn't get it down. He got shoved underneath, though. Whistle. Rebound comes down to Curry. Irish had a chance to take a lead there on that breakaway lay-in, but he got shoved on the baseline as he put the shot up. Curry comes to the near side to Moore. Moore, a cross-court pass over to Ault. Into the corner, Curry for three, up off no good. Bauman there for the rebound. Good job by Kyle Bauman to get that defensive board. Outlet pass goes to Jordan. Jordan down court. Again comes to Bauman with the pass. 21-20, Irish within one once again here. They're hanging right in with the Patriots of Parkview Christian. A cross-court skip pass comes to Freshel. Up top, Jordan. He hit a three from clear out there a minute ago. Wonder if Jordan, oh, there's a pass deflected, stolen. Ault with the steal. Gets it to Curry. Curry slows things down a little bit here. Now backs it out. Curry sporting some bright fluorescent orange tennis shoes. You can't miss him out there. Easy to spot with that footwear. Here's a long three from the left wing. Off, no good. Shot was put up by Ault. Rebound brought down by Bauman. Pass goes out to Jordan. He'll come down and set the offense. Jordan at the top of the key. Left wing. Goes to Freshel with it. Looking at a 2-3 zone here right now out of Parkview Christian defensively. Down deep in the corner, Bauman feeds it in. There's Figner with a floater off the glass, up and good. Figner gets a little floater. He's in double figures with 10 points. And you know what? The Irish are leading this puppy 22-21. And that's at the 5:50 mark. Sacred Heart has taken the lead over Parkview Christian. We're about 10 minutes into this ball game, and the Irish are on top. How about that? With the ball is Keyshawn Moore. Moore gives it up top to inside the paint. Curry can't get a shot off. Comes to Ault in the corner. He blew all now. Up top to Moore. Moore dribbles in. Ball stripped away. Comes up with it. Puts up a shot. Follow shot. Tip in up and good by Tom Cran. Cran has 8 points. And the lead goes back to the Patriots 23-22. Jack Figner across the midcourt line gives a pass over to Freshel on the right elbow. Here's a three on the way. Jordan, top of the key. It was just short off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Mark Luol. Luol, outlet pass gives to Curry. Yaheem Curry to the right wing. Luol for a long three, top of the circle. Short, missed everything. An air ball out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart basketball. Here's Sam Dunn into the ball game. Joe Simon also checking in. Jake Freshel will take a breather, as will Kyle Bauman. Seeing more and more Joe Simon, the freshman, in there. Simon makes his presence felt under the bucket. 6'3 freshman, jumps pretty well. Big, rangy kid, long arms. 4:44 to go, first half. 23-22, Irish down by one. Jacob Jordan tries to penetrate to the free throw line, gets stopped there. They give the ball into Nautical. Nautical's triple teamed. Lob pass to Simon. Simon, one dribble. Ball tipped away from him, grabbed up by Nautical. Again, they come back to Jordan with the basketball. A cross-court pass, Sam Dunn. Dunn tried to feed it underneath, looking for Simon. Simon saves the ball from going out of bounds, puts it into Jordan. Top of the key, Sam Dunn, around into the corner. Here's a long three from the corner right side. Up and off, no good by Jack Figner. The rebound comes down to the Patriots. It's Curry on the attack now with the basketball offensively. He goes deep in the corner, left side of the basket. Decides to back it back out and dribbles out onto the left elbow. Now brings it all the way around the top of the key between the rings. Pass to the near side. Here's a three on the way. Up and off, no good. Put up by Keyshawn Moore. Rebound to Alt. Top of the key, Curry. Again, Moore with the ball. In the corner, right side. Oh, nice block by Simon. But a rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Michael Alt. Michael Alt got stuffed by Joe Simon, but grabbed the loose basketball and got the put back on the second attempt. 25-22 now. Irish down by three. 3 minutes, 27 seconds to go, first half. With the ball is Jordan, holding it on the left wing across to Sam Dunn. Dunn needs help, comes back to Jordan with the basketball. Jordan flips it into the corner to Figner. Figner guarded down there by Curry. Long three, Figner off, no good. Rebound, Nautical. Nautical muscles it up, got hammered. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, no foul. Nautical's looking at the official as, you got to be kidding me. The ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Irish. Jake Freshel back into the lineup. Bauman back in. Who we got resting now? Sam Dunn sets out. Jacob Jordan will take a breather. Bob pass comes inbounds. Toss it into Evan Keithley. Here's a floater by Freshel. Left side up and good. Jake Freshel has 6 points. Irish are back within one. 25-24. Patriots with a one-point lead. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to play in the first half here at PBA. Boys Class D2 state championship game in Nebraska. There's a steal by Freshel. Tips it away. One-on-one fast break. Freshel feeds it to Keithley. Back to Freshel. Goes around the defender. Can't get a shot up. Threw the ball away. Stolen by Luol. Luol down court. Simon back there with him. Lay-in up and good. Mark Luol on the lay-in. Back to a three-point lead now for the Patriots. Irish had a chance to take a lead there, maybe. Couldn't get the ball in the hole. On the dribble, top of the key is Jake Freshel. 2:15 to play, first half, 27-24. Patriots by three. Freshel, right elbow. Comes to Keithley at the top of the key. Keithley takes a couple of dribbles. Skip pass across court to Freshel. Freshel feeds it underneath Simon. Simon, spin move, in traffic, fall away shot, off, no good. Ball tipped around, Curry with a rebound. Ball is loose on the floor, Curry falls to the floor. Can have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Having trouble picking up who these fouls are on. They don't post them up here for us to see. Let's see, looks like Simon must have got that one. So the foul will be on... he's already had one. We'll pick it up in a minute and get it straightened out for you. Down court with the basketball comes Jaheim Curry. Curry inside the paint. Had it dribbled away. It's loose. Luol comes up with it. He'll pull up and shoot a long three. This off doesn't go. Rebound under the basket by Alt. There's a collision. Keyshawn Moore knocks Jordan to the floor. Now in the corner is Moore once again with the ball. Near side. Long shot for Curry for three, up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jack Figner. Outlet pass, Jacob Jordan. Jordan across the timeline. Clock down to a minute 18 to go here in the first half. 27-24. Irish down by three. In the corner on the left side with the basketball was Evan Keithley. Keithley feeds it right back again to Jordan. Around the horn, right side, Freshel. 1 minute and 3 seconds to play in the first half. A three-point basketball game. Keithley for three. Got it! Evan Keithley, his second three-pointer. And we're tied at 27 all with 49 seconds to play in the first half. Irish now on defense. Looks like the Patriots may be thinking about playing for one. They're slowing it down here a little bit. On the left side is Curry. In the paint, Curry, floater up off. Curry got his own rebound, wants to go up with a follow shot, got it down. Curry on the lay-in, 29-27, Patriots by two. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Sacred Hearts basketball, Keithley in the corner. comes up to Fresho. Now the Irish are going to take their shot at playing for one here. 15 seconds to go. Jacob Jordan out on the far right elbow with the ball. 10 seconds. He backs clear out to the midcourt. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Jordan trying to get away from his defender. Jordan out to the top of the key. Figner. Figner shot at the buzzer. Does not go. At halftime, the Parkview Christian Patriots are leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Our halftime score, Parkview Christian 29 and Sacred Heart 27. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report right after this two-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Good luck and good health from Dr. Tramp and the staff at Fall City Family Practice, 1423 Stone in Fall City. The Family Practice Clinic sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity. And display appreciation for good performance regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on you. High school sports should be a positive experience.
Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Fall City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representatives in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are trailing the Parkview Christian Patriots 29-27 in this Class D2 state championship game. Let's take a look now at the numbers. This halftime report presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. For the Parkview Christian Patriots, they're led by Yaheem Curry at the half. He has 11 points. Tom Grant added 8, and 5 points each for Mark Luall and Michael Alt. From the free throw line, the Patriots went 2 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Their total, 29. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Jack Figner leads the way. He's already in double figures, has 10 points at halftime. Jake Freshel has 6. Evan Keithley came off the bench, hit a pair of threes. He's got 6 points. And Jacob Jordan added 5 for Sacred Heart's total of 27. From the charity stripe, 0-for-0. The Irish have not shot a free throw thus far in the ballgame. In fact, we only had 4 personal fouls called in that entire contest, 2 on Parkview Christian and 2 on Sacred Heart. So, at the half, the Patriots lead the Irish 29-27, a tight ball game here in this Class D2 championship. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, send it back to Scott Cox, our studio engineer. He's got some important information, and Scott's going to update you on our local weather forecast. Sounds like some moisture on the horizon for southeast Nebraska, so you'll want to listen in for the details on that. We'll be back in about 5 minutes with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Fall City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Fall City Nursing and Rehab,
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver. While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Our exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and we'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Emily or Jimmy with your seed questions.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Faluber with your weather for the tri-state area. For tonight, rain and thunderstorms are a possibility as low temperatures drop into the low 40s, while breezy east winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall through the day on Sunday as highs warm to the upper 40s. Winds continue to be breezy out of the east around 40 miles per hour. For Sunday night, continued rain showers tapering in the overnight. Cloud cover 39 for your low, breezy east winds. Good chance for rain on Monday. Cloud cover 52 degrees for your high temperature. We'll finally start to see some sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 54 degrees. We're in the upper 40s on Wednesday. Cloud cover, another chance for some light rain showers. Could see some snow mixing in late Wednesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Faluber on Sunny 101.3.
Our sole purpose here at the bank is to share our financial knowledge with you so that we can help you grow. Whether it's a savings account, a new home, business and personal loans, or to help finance your children's education, we're here for you. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinists, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish down by two to a really athletic Parkview Christian Patriot team here in the Class D2 state championship game. Recapping other games earlier today, in Class D1, played this morning at 9 o'clock, Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family got the win over Howells Dodge 52-47 in the Class D2 championship. In Class C1, our friends Auburn, the Auburn Bulldogs, picked up their third consecutive state championship by defeating Adams Central 41-33. In the game just prior to this one, it was Beatrice over Elkhorn in overtime, 36-34. A former Johnson Brock athlete, Caden Glenn, a bit of a hero in that one. He hit a game-tying three-pointer as the buzzer sounded at the end of regulation to put that into overtime. Glenn then also had a couple of crucial free throws during the overtime, and Beatrice eventually prevailed in OT, 36-34, so congratulations to the Beatrice Orangemen on their Class B championship. In the game you heard in between, sandwiched in between Nebraska games from Springfield, Missouri, John Nixon had the call. The Mound City Panthers came up short this afternoon to South Iron. The final in that one, 69-50. Mound City Class 1 runner-up in Missouri Class 1 championship basketball. Again, our congratulations to our friends, the Mound City Panthers. Any way you slice it, they had quite a season over in Mound City, and look for big things for them coming up again next year, no doubt, for the Panthers. About a minute or so away here now from moving into second half action. Right at this point, I would think that Coach Doug Golds, his coaching staff, they can't be too disappointed. They knew coming in here that this is a very, very athletic Parkview Christian team, and the Irish have pretty much hung in there with them, only down by two here at halftime. The game was actually tied at 27-all in the final minute of that first half. The final basket was put in by Parkview Christian. The Irish close to tying it up again right before the buzzer sounded to finish that second period. So the good news is it's anybody's ball game. The Irish won the D2 championship a year ago, defeating Humphrey St. Francis, I believe it was. So they're looking for a repeat here to try and get two in a row. Auburn with three in a row. Back on Auburn again, with that championship win today, they finished their season at 26-0 on the year. They have now won 62 straight basketball games, dating back to a loss to BRLD in the 2018-19 season. I believe that was out in Grand Island the last time they lost a ball game. And I'm told that 62 wins is the longest active win streak in high school basketball right now in the nation. So, can you imagine those seniors when they walk out the door and they tell the underclassmen, well, guys, we've won 62 straight, three back-to-back championships. See what you can do with it. And the underclassmen will have to see if they can extend that streak when December rolls around and they start another basketball season. All right, here we go. An exciting 16 minutes of basketball remaining here in the D2 championship. 29-27, Patriots up by two. Basketball will belong to Parkview Christian. They will inbound it. Keyshawn Moore tosses the ball into Yaheem Curry. Curry comes to the top of the circle. Zone defense now for the Irish. Long three on the way up and off. No good. Rebound by Figner. Figner flips the ball out to Jordan, and here come the Irish with a chance to tie. Jacob Jordan down court, guarded by Keyshawn Moore. Now comes to the right side with the pass. Gives it over here to Jake Freshel. Freshel guarded closely out on the left elbow by Michael Ault. Freshel takes it all the way in, driving layup. Oh, it's set on the front of the rim. It wouldn't go down. Rebound pulled down by Curry. Curry wants to take it down. Ball is tipped away by Jordan. They put it underneath to Ault. Fall-away shot. Luol. Shot is up and good. Mark Luol with the little fall-away shot on the baseline left side. Mark is 6'5" and weighs every bit of 150 pounds. He is a slender young man, but he can jump. Got up there with it. In a hurry. Down come the Irish. Shot up left side, baseline, up and good. Nottigal, nice looking shot on the baseline. Brogan Nottigal with his first 2 points. He had a big game, 18 points in the semifinal. 31-29, back within two are the Irish. 6:50 to play, third quarter. We're just underway here in the second half. With the ball is Keyshawn Moore. Moore, right elbow, in the paint, flips it to the baseline. Ball stolen away nicely by Kyle Bauman. Bauman just stepped in front of the intended man there and took the ball away from him. Here comes Freshel all the way in, flips it up to Bauman, and inside it goes, top of the key, Figner for three, got it. Nice looking shot by Jack Figner. Fichtner has 13 points for the senior. 32-31. Irish on top with these at 6:18 to play here in the third quarter. All right. Now trailing by one, Parkview. They feed it under to Cran. Falling to the floor is Fichtner. Oh, good, an offensive foul. I thought for a minute they were going to tag Fichtner on that one. It's an offensive foul on Curry. And Curry picks up his first personal. First team foul of the half. Inbound the pass. Fichtner down court. He's going to take it all the way for the lay-in. Couldn't get it to go. That's the second in a row on the lay-ins that have sat there on the rim, and they just won't drop. Irish with a one-point lead. The other way goes Curry. Ball is loose. Grabbed up by Bauman on the baseline. He gets the steal. Bauman out left pass. Gives it up to Jordan. Jacob Jordan gives the ball to Bauman. Left elbow. Baseline in the corner. Fichtner for a long three. Over the top. Doesn't go. Rebound to Moore. Keyshawn Moore down court. Lob pass underneath. Stolen away by Jacob Jordan. Back the other direction. Three on one. Fast break. Jordan takes it out to the left elbow. Decides to pull up for a long three. Jordan got it. Jacob Jordan hits the three. Irish go on top 35-31. Timeout taken by the Parkview Christian Patriots with 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Sacred Hearts lead 35-31. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, my buddy John Nixon is en route back from Springfield, Missouri, I'm pretty sure, after calling that Mound City game. John, don't run off the road listening to this. I'm one to talk. I almost fell off my chair on that last three-pointer put up by Jacob Jordan. He was so far outside the three-point arc. It was NBA range, I like to call it. And he really surprised the Parkview Christian defense. They did not expect him to shoot the ball from that far out. 35-31, Sacred Heart up by four, 5:29 to play in the third period of this D2 state championship basketball game. When play is resumed, Parkview Christian will have the basketball under the Irish basket, no press or pressure of any kind. They inbound it to Moore. Preschel snuck up behind him. They flip the ball back to Curry. Yaheem Curry into the corner, baseline left side. Goes down to Michael Ault. Now Curry feeds it inside. Ball flipped around and stolen by Fichtner. Fichtner gets the ball out across court to Jordan. Not to go handle it momentarily. And now Jordan will set the offense. He's guarded by Michael Ault. Jordan backs it out. Ault comes out and pressures him all the way out near the midcourt line. Jordan giving instructions here, directing traffic with one hand, dribbling the basketball with the other. In traffic, ball taken away from Fichtner. With the steal is Curry. Curry down court. Bauman got in front of him, stopped him from moving in. Curry almost lost it. Ball is loose. Chasing after it is Jordan. Sees him going out of bounds. Into Freshel. Ball is laid up and good by Freshel. Wait until you see the video replay of that baby. What a job Jordan did, saving the ball from going out of bounds. Flipped it to Freshel. And suddenly the Irish are up by six, 37-31. There's a floater in the lane. Wait a minute. A whistle and a foul called on the floor. Before the shot, we'll see who they put this one on. Can't tell the fouls. They don't post them here. In the corner, there's a three. Blocked away by Freshel. Down court, here comes Fichtner. Fichtner, one on three. Decides to hold things up. Now takes it in. Driving layup. Got it. Fichtner went right between the defenders and laid it in. He's got 15 points. And he was fouled. He'll be at the line. Fichtner got fouled. The Irish are fired up. 39-31, Sacred Heart, their biggest lead of the ball game. Up by eight with 4 minutes 19 seconds to play. Hey, Sacred Heart came to play basketball. Patriots aren't used to this. They are 27-1. They've been dominating most of their opponents all the way along. At the line to shoot one, Jack Fichtner for the and one. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And the Irish lead this puppy 40-31. at the 4:16 mark of the third quarter. A 9-point Sacred Heart lead. With the basketball is Curry at the top of the key. Lobs it underneath in the corner. Now a jump shot. Luol from the left side for three. It's off, no good. Quite a battle for the rebound. Curry from the right side for three. It's off, no good. Figner has the rebound. Figner being harassed down here. All over Figner is Mark Luol. Figner got away from him, brings it down, gives it to the right side to Jordan. Freshel, free throw line, jump shot, just short off the front of the rim, rebound to Michael Ault. Ault with the outlet pass gives it to Yaheem Curry. Curry's going to push the ball down the right sideline, now dribbles it between the rings to the top of the circle. 3:33 to play, third quarter, 40-31, Irish by nine. There's Curry in traffic. Curry tries to put a shot up, got it. Nice job moving through traffic by Yaheem Curry. He's got 13 points, and that pulls the Patriots back within seven. Down court comes Jordan with the basketball. Jordan goes around his defender, takes it all the way in with a floater that goes up. Couldn't get it. He'll be fouled. Pretty sure this one's going to go on Franco Rossi. Rossi just checked in. He'll get called for the personal. And at the free throw line for the Irish will be Jacob Jordan. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play third quarter. Sacred Heart leading Parkview Christian 40-33, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Irish led it by nine there momentarily. They were up 40-31. Now the lead is 7, 40-33, with 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Parkview Christian, a very, very athletic basketball team, has been dominating opponents all season long. But apparently, the Sacred Heart Irish boys didn't get the memo. The Irish are coming out here right now and giving the Patriots everything they want in this D2 championship game. And what fun this is to watch. At the free throw line for Sacred Heart will be Jacob Jordan. He's going to be shooting two shots. Chance to put the Irish back up by nine. Jordan's first free throw is up. It's good. Jacob Jordan now has 9 points. This next free throw would put him in double figures as he looks to the basket. Shot is up and good. Got them both. Hit a pair for Jacob Jordan. The lead is back to nine now, 42-33. This is Curry with the basketball. Jordan guards him there. Curry dribbles away from Jordan. Jordan gives chase. Curry needs help, wants to get rid of the basketball. Flips it up top to Michael Ault. Ault holds the dribble and goes right back to Curry with it. Curry tries to penetrate in the paint. Nothing doing. No place to go. Thinking about the three on the left side was Rossi. There's a ball tipped away by Keithley. He gets the steal. Keithley puts it down court. Oh, it goes into the hands of Rossi. Now a reach-in foul. The whistle call is going to be on Jack Figner. Figner picks up his second personal, team foul number one of the half on the Irish. 2:38 to play third quarter, 42-33. Your Sacred Heart Irish up by nine. Kyle Bauman will take a breather. Joe Simon back into the lineup on the floor for the Irish. This is Curry with the basketball. Curry gives it up to Rossi. Rossi finds Curry again on the right elbow. Keithley guards him defensively. No place for Curry to go. We're going to have a timeout taken by Parkview Christian. 2:25 to go third quarter. 42-33. Irish up by nine. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, during that timeout, the Sacred Heart student cheering section tried the old "We've Got Spirit, How About You" cheer, and apparently Parkview Christian doesn't have any because they just ignored it. They didn't respond. All part of the pageantry and the fun of the state tournament, watching these kids enjoying this experience. All right, we're back to live action. Patriots basketball. Curry goes to Rossi in the corner. A cross-court skip pass to Michael Ault in traffic. Ault, follow-away shot up and good. Michael Ault just put a little floater up in the paint. 35-42. Lead is 7. Joe Simon brings it across the timeline. Simon picks up his dribble. He needs help now. Somebody help the freshman. Come and get it. Good job there. Timeout taken by Doug Gold to preserve the possession. Irish took a timeout to keep the basketball. 2:03 to go now, third quarter. 42-35, Irish by 7. We're back in half a minute.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish trailed at halftime, 29-27. They were down by 2. They've had a very good third quarter, leading by as much as 9 at one point. Currently, they hold a 7-point advantage, 42-35, with 2:03 to go here in this third quarter. When play is resumed, the basketball belongs to the Irish. Into the corner. It goes down to Brogan Nautical. Nautical guarded closely. Gives it up to Jacob Jordan, left elbow. Jordan comes around to the top of the free throw circle. Coming out there is Keyshawn Moore to chase him. Keyshawn chases after him. Now the ball goes to Figner. Here comes Figner into the corner. Gives it to Keithley. Keithley wanted to drive the baseline. Couldn't get there. Has to give the ball back to Figner. Spin move. Figner shot off the glass. Up and good. Jack Figner just putting him down. He's got 18 points in the game, 44-35. A long three, right side, up, off, no good. Rebound, Nautical. Outlet pass, comes out to Jordan. Irish with a 9-point lead in the basketball, a minute 22 to go. Jordan comes down court. They slap the ball away from him and get the steal. Jordan slow getting up. Down court the other way, Keyshawn Moore to the left elbow with it. Baseline, left side, long three, up and good by Michael Ault. Ault hits the three. Trims the lead back to 6 now. Irish there for just a moment had a 9-point lead and the basketball. Now suddenly the lead is 6. Down court, here comes Simon dribbling in, driving lay-in, no. Fighting for his rebound, couldn't get it. Rebound is pulled down by Ault. Simon got knocked to the floor. All the way to the left side goes Curry. Curry under the basket, gets the basket. Curry drove the baseline, put it up. It's a 4-point ball game. The Irish lead is disintegrating here. It's evaporating on him in the final minute of this period. All the way in, driving layup. Nautical gets it. Brogan Nautical driving layup. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. 46-40. Curry in traffic. Just stripped of the basketball. Simon comes up with a loose ball. Gets it to Jacob Jordan. Jordan down court. Moore reaches in on him. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Keyshawn Moore. Clock is down to 17.7 seconds to play third quarter. 46-40, Irish up by 6. They led by as much as 9. Sacred Heart will have the basketball to inbound it. 17-7 to go, third period. Jake Freshel to toss it in. Going to have to hurry. Now gets it into Nautical. Nautical's in traffic. Dribbles out and gives the ball back up to Freshel. Now with 10 seconds, Irish will play for 1. Fans behind us helping with the countdown on the clock. You can hear it. Here's Freshel moving around the defender. Spin move in traffic. Jump shot up. He got it. Jake Freshel into the second period. The third period the same way he did the second. Put it down at the buzzer. The Irish get to the end of the quarter. 48-40 up by 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall?
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Sacred Heart fans, we've got a dandy going here this afternoon at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 8 minutes on the clock, ready to move into the fourth quarter. It's the Class D2 State Championship boys game. Your Sacred Heart Irish bring a 19-7 record in here against the 27-1 Parkview Christian team. And the Irish giving Parkview Christian all they want so far in the ball game. As we move to the final period, Sacred Heart up by 8, 48-40, and the Irish will have the first possession of the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Jake Fresher will inbound it. The same five starters except Joe Simon is in right now for Kyle Bauman. Inbound the ball. Comes into Jacob Jordan. He works up court, working hard against Keyshawn Moore. Jordan goes to the left side with his pass to Figner. Man-to-man pressuring defense. Figner takes it underneath on the right side of the lane. Can't get it in there. To Freshel in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Jake Freshel has 12 points in the ball game, and he got the little jumper in the lane. And it's 50-40. Irish with a 10-point lead at the 7.5-minute mark of the ball game. In traffic. Moore. Shot blocked away. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Whistle. Wait a minute. I think we're going to have a foul called before the follow-up shot was put up. And at the free throw line will be Keyshawn Moore. Can't tell you who the foul's on down at the other end. I can tell you Moore's going to be shooting two shots. Free throw is on the way up and good. Keyshawn Moore hits the first one. Second shot still coming. That cuts the lead back to 9 at 50-41. Moore's second free throw is up. It's off, and the rebound down to Jack Figner. Figner gives the outlet pass to Jacob Jordan. Keyshawn Moore chasing Jordan, pressuring defense all over him here. Just all over Jacob Jordan. He's picked up his dribble. Jordan needs help. Coming out to help him is Freshel. Freshel now on the dribble, gives it up to Jack Figner. He holds the basketball. You know, the Irish don't have to be in a big hurry here. Here's Figner gets tied up by Mark Luall, and the possession arrow goes to the Patriots. Figner got down inside the lane and got triple-teamed under there. Patriots have the basketball down by 9, 50-41. There's a long three, right elbow off the front of the iron. Rebound, Moore follow shot, put back, couldn't get it. Whistle, foul's going to be called. Simon went flying over the end line and out into the crowd. I believe the foul's going to be called on Joe Simon. He thought he was set. He got ran over down there. At the free throw line, Keyshawn Moore. He just made one out of two a minute ago. Shooting two here. First one is up and good. He's now 2 out of 3, has 2 points. Moore, a 5'9 senior, averages 8 points per ball game. Joe Simon takes a seat, and replacing him is Kyle Bauman now for the Irish. Keyshawn Moore, second free throw is up. It's off, and the rebound comes down to Jacob Jordan. Irish up by 8, 50-42. Here's Jake Freshel with the ball in traffic. Freshel gives it to the right side. Figner, back up to Freshel. Thought about the shot from the top of the free throw circle. Decides to back it out and reset the offense. Now Nautical handles the ball on the right elbow. Nautical guarded closely by Tom Krant. Skip pass across court. Freshel, free throw circle. Freshel backs it out again to the midcourt circle. Chasing after him defensively, Michael Alt. To the right side, Nautical. Bounce pass. Inside Figner. Figner double team goes to Nautical for three from the corner. Got it! Brogan Nautical hits the three from the corner right side. Irish with their biggest lead yet, 53-42. There's a long three air ball. Flipped in. Irish get the basketball. Sacred Heart up by 11 at the six-minute mark to go in the ballgame. 53-42. Down court comes Jacob Jordan with the basketball. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Keyshawn Moore, his third personal. Irish will retain possession of the basketball. Into the game now comes Franco Rossi checking in, replacing Moore. He'll set out. Inbounding it, Jake Freshel at midcourt, actually in backcourt on the side. Freshel lobs it up top, gets it to Figner. Figner just lets all the traffic go by and holds the basketball. Now somebody will come up and get the ball from him. Oh, went to the right side to Notko, almost got away over there in front of Coach Goltz. Notko back up top to Bauman. Where's your ball handlers? Okay, here comes Freshel. They feed it underneath. The ball deflected away. Went off the Irish. Pass went wide of the mark. Out of bounds. A turnover for Sacred Heart. Boy, Irish here up by 11. 5:43 to go. They don't need to be that aggressive. I guess aggressiveness is what got them this far, so it's hard to criticize. Curry with the basketball to Michael Luall. Into the corner, left side. Handling it is Michael Ault. Top of the key, again, Yaheem Curry. Curry goes to Ault with it. Ault in traffic. Behind the back. Pass is grabbed up by Figner. Figner down court with it. One-on-one with Curry. Jump shot off the glass. Oh, he couldn't get it. Ball trying to save it from going out of bounds. Boy, it looked like Figner had a sure bet there going up against Curry, but he just put it up a little too hard. Irish have had a couple of opportunities to kind of blow this thing open here. Not been able to do it the last couple of trips down the floor. Up by 11 is Sacred Heart, 53-42. Reach in on Jacob Jordan, trying to make the steal here from Jaheim Curry. Jordan picks up the personal. 5:05 to go in the ballgame. Class D2 state championship, 53-42. Irish with an 11-point lead. On the right side, big Tom Cran, 6'5". He's a big physical specimen. On the right side, they give it to Curry. Ball tipped away. They get it to Freshel. It's a foot race. Freshel down court. He's not going to have any part of that. Jake Freshel takes it into the corner. He'll back it out and bring it back to the top of the key. No reason to do anything foolish here. You're up by 11. Under 5 minutes to play. 4:41. Figner handles the ball, dribbles between defenders. Almost got tied up. Gives it to Bauman. Free throw line. Kicks it out to Freshel, left elbow. Doug Goltz directing traffic from the far side. This is all going on right in front of the Irish bench. Now Figner moves to the basket. Oh, we're going to have an offensive foul. Figner came around. I think what happened here is he caught Michael Ault right in the nose with an elbow trying to secure the basketball, and they call Figner for a foul. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. 4:23 to go in the ballgame. Irish up by 11, 53-42. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the boys' D2 state championship game on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Haymarket District here in Lincoln. 4 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the ballgame. 53-42, the Irish up by 11. Sacred Heart trailed by 4 after one quarter, 21-17. They trailed by 2 at halftime, 29-27. Led by 8 at the end of the third quarter. And now here with 4:23 to go in the ballgame, the Irish have an 11-point advantage, 53-42, over the 27-1 Parkview Christian Patriots. Let's see if the Irish can finish this marathon. The ball will belong to the Patriots when play is resumed. Luall will inbound it. Tosses it into Yaheim Curry. Curry very slowly brings the basketball up the court. Just taking seconds off the clock. That's okay. Driving on the corner baseline right side. No shot. Ball goes out of bounds, and it goes off the foot of Keyshawn Moore. Irish will get the basketball back on the turnover. Clock is down to 4:10 to go. We're nearing the midway point of this fourth quarter. Exciting basketball action here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. My favorite place to watch basketball. We're courtside. Inbound the pass. They get it into Freshel. He's double-teamed. Dribbles away from the double-team. Great job of handling the ball. Freshel takes it all the way in. Feeds it to Jacob Jordan. Lay-in up and good. Freshel with the assist. Jacob Jordan with the lay-in. It's a 13-point lead now. 55-42. The Irish about one or two buckets away from blowing this puppy completely wide open. 3:50 to go in the ball game. In the paint, a floater is up. It bounces once, twice off. Cran, follow shot. Can't get it. Rebound. Figner. They're reaching in on him. Whistle. Foul's going to be called. The foul's going to be on Parkview Christian. Tag that one on Tom Cran. Cran gets called for the personal. Irish basketball. They'll inbound it. Baseline against full court pressure underneath the Parkview Christian basket. Clock down to 3:39 to go in the ballgame. Long down court pass. Freshel behind the coverage. Driving lay-in up. Got it! Jake Freshel on the lay-in. He's got 14 points. And suddenly it is 57-42 with 3:30 to go in the ballgame. A 15-point Irish lead. You hear the defense chant. There's a shot off the glass. Doesn't go. Whistle. I think we're going to have a foul. This may have came on the floor before the shot. The foul is going to be called on Jack Figner. No, they are going to say it's a shooting foul. At the line, Yaheem Curry. He's hit one out of two from the line this afternoon. Here shooting two shots. Curry's free throw is up, off, no good. Irish fans starting to whoop it up a little behind us. Tell you folks, there's still 3:21 to go in this ball game. A lot can happen in 3:21. Kyle Bauman takes a breather. Evan Keithley checks in to replace him. Keithley off the bench, a 6-foot sophomore. He had 6 points in the first half. And with 3:21 to go at the free throw line, Yaheem Curry. 57-42, Irish with a 15-point lead, almost unbelievably here. Yaheem Curry, free throw is up. It is off, no good. The ball is tipped around in the rebound, comes down to Brogan Nautical. He's going to get fouled. I think we're going to walk the other end and shoot now. That brings the basketball to this end of the court, and the Irish with a chance to pad that lead. Stepping to the free throw line, Brogan Nautical. He had such a big ball game against St. Francis, 18 in that one. Nautical today has 7 so far in the ball game. Here shooting 1-1. Free throw is up, and it is off. Couldn't get it down. In a hurry, down court with the basketball is Curry. Picks into the corner, right side in traffic. No shot. Back up top to Curry. Oh, the ball's going to go. Wait a minute. They blew a whistle down there in the corner. I think a foul is going to get called perhaps on the Irish. Evan Keithley is going to get called for the personal, his first foul. And that will send to the free throw line now. Franco Rossi. Rossi has not scored this afternoon, this evening, whatever it is here now, near the bottom of the hour. At the free throw line, Franco Rossi shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. It is off. And the rebound comes down to Jacob Jordan. 3 minutes to play in the ball game, and the Irish have a 15-point lead here in the state championship contest, 57-42. Jordan to the left elbow. Goes with a pass underneath, driving all the way in. Reverse lay-in up and good by Figner. But they're going to say the foul came on the floor before the shot. Figner would have just as soon had the basket. Jack will be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting 1-1. Jack Figner, 1 out of 1 from the line so far this afternoon. He's got 18 points in the ballgame right now. Free throw is up, and it is good. 19 points. This one would give Figner a nice even 20. And the lead is 58-42. 16 points for the Irish, under 3 minutes to go. Second shot is up and good also for Figner. Biggest lead yet of the ballgame, 59-42. With 2:50 to go, a 17-point lead. Long three on the way off the iron. Rebound, Irish. Figner comes down, has the ball stolen away. Rossi's going to get called for a reach-in foul. We'll walk to the other end and put Figner right back to the free-throw line. Well, if the Patriots are going to keep fouling at this rate and the Irish keep making free throws, this one is all wrapped up. You can wrap it up and put a ribbon on it here. 2:41 to go. A lot of time left yet, but Figner at the line, shooting 1-1. He looks to the hoop. Shot is up. It's good. Jack Figner. He's only made 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And I've got him with 21 points in this ballgame. The senior is going to remember his last ball game. Second shot is up and off. Doesn't go. But the rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Not to go. Follow shot. Put back. Not to go. Got it blocked. Two attempts underneath. Couldn't get it down. But it's 60-42. Long three is up and off. No good. Rebound. Jacob Jordan. Irish looking pretty good now. Jordan down court with a basketball. Slows things down. And they'll set it up here. 60-42. The Irish up by 18 points. Irish fans can start to sense it back here behind me, starting to applauding their boys and the job they're doing of running time off the clock with the basketball. I think Parkview Christian is starting to sense it here, too. We're at 2 minutes to go in the ballgame, the two-minute mark. Jacob Jordan driving layup. Oh, couldn't get it down. Rebound comes down to Keyshawn Moore. Moore back the other direction, across court pass. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor. A minute 51 to go in the ballgame. Your St. Bernard Irish are up by 18 points, 60-42. Who would have thunk it? We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Hoops fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Donovan West girls basketball squad. Congratulations, girls, on becoming the first team in school history to advance to the state tournament. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations on your excellent regular season and best of luck in the state tournament next week.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Sacred Heart fans, Randy has a confession to make. I watched Parkview Christian play two games in the Mudeckis tournament. I watched them play here at the state tournament this week. And coming into this ball game, I was very apprehensive about how this was going to go. I expected a very competitive basketball game. I did not expect to look up at the score clock and see the Irish dominate this team and be up by 18 points with a minute 51 to go. Tip of the hat to Doug Golds and his Sacred Heart Irish. They came through again. What an outstanding effort here. This team, an 18-point lead. This is a team that's 27-1 on the year, folks. Play has resumed. Back to live action. Parkview Christian with the basketball in the corner. Handling it down deep. Luol. Ball is stolen away yet again. Jacob Jordan. He's double-teamed in backcourt. Jordan trying to get away from the defenders. Gets it up court. Freshel. Freshel tried to lob it into Simon. Ball is loose on the floor. Freshel comes up with it, and he'll dribble back up to the top of the key and give it up to Jacob Jordan. Parkview Christian knows that fouling is a futile thing here now. That will do no good at all. You're down by 18 points. The clock's at a minute and 15 seconds to go. They're slapping away at it. Not much point in fouling here, guys, but they do. What on earth can you be thinking? You're down by 18. There's a minute 12 left on the clock, and you come up and foul deliberately as though you think it's going to help. Okay, well, that just extends the game a little longer. At the line, Jack Figner. Figner's hit 4 out of 5 from the line, has 21 points. He'll take aim, shoot the free throw. The first of two is up, and good, he got it. We invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual numbers. Second free throw is up and short off the front of the rim. The rebound to Yaheem Curry. Yaheem Curry down court with the ball. Curry in the paint. Kicks it out onto the corner right side. Michael Ault, long three. Got it. He hit a three, and Michael can do that from way out there in the corner. But it's still a 16-point Irish lead with under a minute to go. Here comes Figner, tries to dribble in. Oh, my. Almost got the TV cameraman here as Moore went flying on the baseline. Ball touched last by the Irish. It'll come back to the Patriots. But the good news is, folks, there's only 50 seconds left in this basketball game. 61-45, Irish by 16 with 50 seconds to go. Underneath, the ball flipped around. Curry in traffic. Curry tries to put a shot up under the basket. Got it. Nice job for Yaheem Curry under there. 35 seconds. Down court. They're still going to come up and foul. And for what? Curry comes up and fouls Jacob Jordan, and he did so with enthusiasm, I might add. That's kind of unnecessary at this point. At times, this team has been a little less than perfectly disciplined. I will say that, but Irish have just come in here and just outplayed them from start to finish in this ballgame. At the free throw line is Jacob Jordan. The first free throw is up and off, no good. Jacob has now hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has 12 points in the ballgame. Evan Keithley checks in, replacing Jack Figner. You hear a big round of applause from the Irish fans for Jack Figner as he takes a seat for the final time. Shot is up and good for Jacob Jordan. He got that one down. Figner, a senior, checking out. 33 seconds to go. Lob pass across. Michael Ault wants to put up a long shot. Shot is up for Ault. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound Irish. Coming down with a timeout taken, Fall City. 62-47. Here come the subs. Derek Swong into the ballgame. Jack Stice checks into the lineup. Who else we got getting in there? There's James Threshold into the ballgame. James checks in. Sam Dunn on the floor. The Irish starters, the seniors, getting a big round of applause here as they come to the bench. 25 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Sacred Heart Irish will repeat as Class D2 Nebraska State basketball champions. They won it last year over Humphrey St. Francis, and today they've pretty well handled Parkview Christian. Long down court pass. Threshold, spin move, fall away shot, under the basket, up off, no good. Got his own rebound. That's James Threshold in traffic. Turnaround shot, puts it up again. He got it. James Threshold stayed with it, got it down. 10 seconds to play. 64-47. Here comes Parkview Christian on the dribble. Matthews with the ball to the left elbow. Comes over to Godwin. Long shot, Godwin, up off, no good. Rebound, James Threshold. There's the ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish are the 2021 Class D State Basketball Champions as they get the win this evening over Parkview Christian. Your final score, 64, and Parkview Christian, 47. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back to wrap this one up with the postgame show. Stay tuned for the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame wrap-up right here on Sunny 101.3.
I'm John Martin, a native of Fall City and an active community member. Community Medical Center, Family Medicine Clinic, and Fall City Family Practice are promoting health and wellness, and one important screening a person should have is a colonoscopy. Personally, I've had more than one. That's why I'm speaking out. With the professional help of my provider, Dr. Alan Tramp, I had the screening and the preventative care needed. My message, please talk to your health care provider about a colonoscopy. Be proactive. It could save your life.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions. Local focus.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scene here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Sacred Heart Irish boys taking their turns one at a time, crawling up that ladder to cut down the nets here. The state championship, a little bit of a celebration taking place over there. Coach Doug Gold's giving high fives to his seniors. Happy group of young men. They couldn't win the Mudecas tournament. In fact, they couldn't win a game in the Mudecas tournament. So what do? They regroup, turn around, and they win the state tournament. What an outstanding performance here by the Sacred Heart Irish to get the win over a 27-1 Parkview Christian team. Not just get the win, but win big, 64-47. It's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame wrap-up, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, the numbers for the Parkview Christian Patriots. They're led this afternoon by Yaheem Curry. He had 17 points in the game. Michael Alt also in double figures, adding 13. With 8 was Tom Cran. Mark Luall finished with 7, and 2 points for Keyshawn Moore. From the free throw line, the Patriots hit 4 out of 11 is all from the charity stripe. For your Sacred Heart Irish, 3 players in double figures. Jack Figner led the way, 22 points for the senior, his final game in a Sacred Heart uniform. Adding 14 was Jake Freshel. Jake with a big ball game. Jacob Jordan, 13 points right behind, also in double figures. And 7 points for Brogan Nautical. Evan Keithley with 6. James Freshel added 2 right there at the end for Sacred Heart's total of 64. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart hit 8 out of 13 at the charity stripe. With this win, the Irish finished the season with 20 wins, 20-7. Keep in mind, they were 14-7 when postseason play began. And what do? They win the sub-district, win the district, and win the state, and finish 20-7 on the year. Their second consecutive Class D2 state championship for Coach Doug Golds and his Sacred Heart Irish. Parkview Christian, they've had a fine season. They finished 27-2 on the year. Again, recapping the games earlier today here on Sunny 101.3, you heard the Auburn Bulldogs win their third consecutive state championship as they defeated Adams Central 41-33. Over on the Missouri side, our friends the Mound City Panthers came up just short. 69-50 was their final, but they finished as runners-up in Class 1 of the Missouri State Tournament. Congratulations to the Panthers. And just now, your Sacred Heart Irish, 64-47, the big win over Parkview Christian. You're going to hear a lot of cheering here in a minute as they get ready to start presenting medals to the Sacred Heart Irish boys. At this point, we want to say thank you for listening to our coverage of state tournament basketball again this week. It's been certainly our pleasure to bring you live coverage of our area teams as they do so well here in the state tournament. So that's just about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of state tournament basketball. For Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We bid you good evening with the final score, the Sacred Heart Irish 64 and the Parkview Christian Patriots 47. Good evening, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3.